as both these teams fighting for sectional points as well as, you know, good points in the standings within the MAC, because the MAC is starting to get a little bit of a gap between the teams like Delhi that's still undefeated, that's working their way towards a possible playoff berth, and these teams like BG and Harpersville that still have a chance, but they're on the outside looking in, so they need some help. They need to get the job done here, and a game like this, a very even matchup, is where they could find some of those points. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break down some more of this game between BG and Harpersville, a boys game here tonight on CDO. We'll also talk about some of the All-State football players that were named today. This list just came out a couple of minutes ago, so we'll have that. Some of the guys on the floor here tonight were outstanding during football season. They're on that list, so you're not going to want to miss that. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside, in Sydney.
Hotcake Night is back at the Sydney McDonald's every Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. Enjoy McDonald's famous hotcakes and get one free refill. And while you're there, check out McDonald's McCafe with coffee, cappuccinos, lattes, and mochas. Not to mention McDonald's tasty hot chocolate. Don't forget Hotcake Night every Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. with one free refill at McDonald's, Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
To get underway here between BG and Harpersville, welcome into our pregame show, of course, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara, located Riverside in Sydney. Going to be a great matchup, as we talked about here tonight, as both teams still warming up. We don't quite know what you're going to get with either of these teams. We've seen them several times this year, and we've seen up-and-down efforts, but we know that they have some players out on the floor that can certainly get the job done. Of course, we talked about with Harpersville, Devin Dean and Peyton Dean are two of the big guys that are going to shoot from the outside and also get it done on the inside, especially Peyton Dean. If BG can't keep him off the glass, it could certainly be a long night. Devin Dean, we know him from football season. He's a strong, athletic kid, can shoot it from the outside, but also take it to the rack. And he loves contact. It's that football player in him, I think. He's not afraid to go to the rim and take contact, and he can get guys in foul trouble pretty quick. I think on the other side for BG, as we talked about before, you don't know where the scoring is going to come from, but that's because it seems like a different guy steps up every night for this BG club. It could be a variety of guys from Ryan Jones to Kyle Hanvey to Adam Bowerly. You really just don't know. Zach Smith as well is capable of stepping up and putting it in the hole. So I think if you're Harpersville, you have to see who has the hot hand tonight here for BG and then try to shut them down from there. Well, I teased it just before the break here, but the all-state football teams were announced literally just this afternoon before we went on the air. And we have several guys. One of them is on the floor here tonight that I wanted to go through and recognize because this list really represents a tremendous amount of talent in our area for football. So let's go through it. In Class B, one to recognize from Norwich, third-team offense, Michael Orles. He's a guy that really got it done for Norwich and the Purple Tornadoes over there this season. In Class C, there's one lone local representative, and he's from Sydney. First team on defense, Austin Dean, a guy who we saw rip it up all season long on the gridiron. So congratulations to Austin Dean. First team all-state defense in Class C for New York State football. In Class D, it's a laundry list of players. First team offense, of course, Tanner Winchester makes it, as well as Devin Dean, who's on the floor here tonight for Harpersville. So congratulations to Tanner Winchester and Devin Dean. First team offense, Class D, New York State. That just named today. Second team offense in New York State, Class D, Josh Fireben, the talented quarterback from Unitigo. He makes the second team. And Tyler Griffin, a guy we saw when we covered Walton this year. They make the second team offense. On second team defense, Ryan Marzell from Unitigo. Saw him make several great defensive plays this year as well as on offense. I think you could name him either way for Unitigo. He makes second team defense. And look out for him, folks, wrestling as well. He made it to the state finals last year. So he's somebody that you want to keep an eye out on the wrestling mat as well. Then on the honorable mention, you have Dawson Beers from Walton, Ethan Barber from Unitigo, Quinn Harvey from Walton, and Nate Wilsey from Unitigo, all making the honorable mention at New York State Class D football team. So two guys from Walton, two guys from Unitigo, and those were the two of the top teams locally that we got to cover this year, Unitigo and Walton, and especially in Class D. So what a great list there. That's, of course, just announced this afternoon. All-state football team, several representatives from Harpersville, Unitigo, Norwich, Walton, and Unitigo. So certainly a great list there. Congratulations again to Austin Dean, especially of Sydney. First team defense in Class C. That is certainly a great award. So we'll have all those lists for you up on our Facebook page as well. So if you want to go back later and check that out, I'll make sure that is posted. One other quick note, the JV score here tonight. Bainbridge-Guilford wins 56-54 in overtime. We were getting ready for the pregame show, and BG was able to make a shot at the buzzer to put it up and in. That game went to OT, and they were able to hold off the Harpersville Hornets in overtime. So BG wins our JV game here tonight, 56-54. Let's quickly go back and talk a little bit about the MAC. Again, we know that teams are starting to separate themselves here a little bit, but this is a league with a lot of parity in it, and I bring that up because Delhi just last night wins 64-60 over Afton. Afton has really been struggling so far, but they're a team that has some talent, and Delhi had to come from behind. Connor Giaffi had a game-high 21 points. Delhi is still undefeated. They're 8-0. They seem to be the cream of the crop so far in the MAC as they've really gone the distance. But it took a big effort from Delhi to win on the road at Afton last night. They went 11-for-11 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, including 4-for-4 from Connor Giaffi, and they were just able to get the job done, and that's really impressive for this Delhi team. They've done a really nice job, and you got to credit Afton, too. They really hung in there for a team that's having an up-and-down season. They handled the full-court press that Delhi threw at them, and that was a close game. So I think going forward, what you're going to see in the MAC on the boys' side is some of these teams like Delhi, like Sydney, like Unitigo that we know are having quality seasons are going to get a good run every single night. And that's going to be tough because you go down the stretch and you need those points, as we know in the MAC, to make the top four seeds for the playoffs and the right to get back to the championship. If you want that, you're going to have to win all those close games, and it certainly does not look like it's going to be easy down the stretch. That's why a game like tonight, BG against Harpersville, you don't know who's going to walk out of here. There's some nights you walk in the gym and you have a pretty good idea who's supposed to win that game on paper, who's supposed to maybe walk away because of where they are in the standings. But we're certainly seeing right now that in the MAC for boys, that you just don't know what's going to happen right now. And it really is taking those extra efforts like we see Delhi pull off last night. That's what it takes in order to get the job done. So I think looking down the stretch, you're going to see a lot of quality basketball because everybody across the board in the MAC appears to be doing a pretty nice job. One other score that I want to pass along from last night, BG defeats Harpersville in girls action here, 51-34. The BG girls are now 6-2, 2-1 in the MAC. They're having a great year. Of course, they won their own tournament. We were able to do one of those games here right before New Year's on CDO. Congratulations to Morgan Bullish. She scored a game-high 16 points and grabbed the team-best 13 rebounds in that win over Harpersville. Megan Palmatier had 12 points and 9 rebounds, and Taylor Palmatier contributed 10 points and 7 assists. So BG was only up 6 at half in that game, at the half, but they were really able to pull away in the second half. And I got a chance to talk to Coach Bob Conway here. He was very happy with the team's effort there. And BG will host Unitigo on Thursday, so that's certainly going to be a good matchup as Unitigo is starting to win some ball games as well. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here on our pregame show, of course, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara, located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. We'll come back. We'll have the starting lineups and the tip-off here tonight. Boys MAC action between the BG Bobcats and the Harpersville Hornets. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise with two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO. Thanks for listening into our pregame show brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara, located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Stop by and see Cork and the crew today. Let's run through our starting lineups here tonight as we're coming to you live from BG High School. Thanks for joining us. Boy, it's cold out there, folks. 3 degrees last I had a chance to check here at BG High School. So stay in, stay warm, and listen to high school hoops with us here tonight on CDO. First four visiting Harpersville, you have Devin Dean, a senior wearing number 2, a sophomore wearing number 5, Dylan Karanka, a senior number 15, Mitch Livermore, a senior number 22, Dylan Smith, and a junior number 34, Peyton Dean. For the home team, BG, Number 5, a senior, Adam Bowerly. Number 11, a senior, Bailey Green. Number 13, Sean Jones, a sophomore. Ryan Jones, number 20, a senior. Zach Smith, number 23, a senior as well. BG goes right to left on your radio dial. They're in their home white uniforms. The navy blue trim says Bobcats in navy blue lettering across the chest. Harpersville in the navy blue with the gold trim says Hornets in gold lettering across the chest. They go left to right. They also win the opening tip, and we're underway between Harpersville and BG here from Bainbridge-Guilford High School. 2-3 zone to start things off here for the Bobcats. And here comes the Hornets getting it down low to Peyton Dean. Up for the right-handed layup. Misses, gets his own rebound in the paint. Decides to pull it out with a fresh shot clock here. Gets it out to Devin Dean, who will start things over. Passes left side for Dylan Karanka. Little dribble drive. They get it inside for Mitch Livermore. Up and good. So Harpersville, with some good rebounding, will now come out with a press as they lead 2-0. Now they back the press off. Let's see what they fall into here. BG looks like they'll have to deal with the early man-to-man pressure. So BG skipping it around here, trying to get into the offense. Zach Smith with a pull-up jumper from the foul line. No good, and the Hornets will get the rebound, and here comes Devin Dean. So a 2-0 lead for Harpersville in the early going on the road. Mac boys action tonight. Here's Dean for three, right side. That one off the back rim. Peyton Dean pulls it down off the glass. His rebound is no good, but again, Harpersville pulls it down, up and in for Dylan Smith. And Harpersville now with a 4-0 lead. 6:45 to go here in the first quarter. BG looking to set up shop here. Looks more like a 1-3-1 now that BG is trying to crack here. As Harpersville, again, falling into that 1-3-1, trying to make BG work against it. That's a hard offense to run. And the 1-3-1 is always tricky and confusing. But not for BG on this possession is Ryan Jones, top of the key, hits a three-pointer. So Ryan Jones, the senior forward, makes it 4-3, Harpersville on top. And maybe he's the guy that will have the hot hand here tonight for the Bobcats. 6:10 to go, first quarter. Harpersville setting up, and they'll shoot and score here with Dylan Smith. A jumper from just inside the three-point line on that right wing as Harpersville goes left to right. So it's 6-3, Hornets on top of the Bobcats. 5:55 to go, first quarter. Again, setting up against the 1-3-1. And here is Adam Bowerly. Back up top to Sean Jones. Jones passing one off for Bailey Green. He shoots a three, rattles in and out, and Harpersville pulls down the rebound with Peyton Dean. And BG is going to have to get a body on him on the boards, or he will clean it up all night. 5:35 to go, first quarter. Offensive possession down and low for Peyton Dean, up and good. Left-handed layup, and Harpersville is hot to start this game. They lead 8-3 with 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Here's BG again. They're settling for the three ball, and this one off the back rim for Sean Jones, rebounded by the Hornets. And the Bobcats are getting no second chances so far here tonight. And here is Devin Dean, left side, as Harpersville goes left to right, kicks it into the corner. Three ball there is up and good. This one for Mitch Livermore, and he'll shoot and score, and we'll have a whistle. 5:02 to go, first quarter. Harpersville coming out and shooting it well. 11-3 is the score. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Active Life in upstate New York. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO boys basketball action. BG hosting Harpersville, and the Hornets of Harpersville off to an early good lead here, 11-3 with 4:35 to go in the first quarter. Harpersville going left to right on your radio dial. They'll move it forward here with Mitch Livermore to the far side for Devin Dean. Thought about a long three. Instead, kicks it baseline down and low for Peyton Dean. He drives, goes up for the layup, and he's fouled. And Peyton Dean will head to the charity stripe for the first time tonight. So 4:27 to go in the first quarter, and it's 11-3. And I thought that BG came out with a lot of energy, but this 1-3-1 defense that Harpersville has thrown at them is certainly difficult to go against. And on the other side, Harpersville is shooting the ball very, very well. Haven't missed a shot from the outside yet. Peyton Dean will miss his first foul shot, so the score remains 11-3. Harpersville on top of BG. Dean's second shot is up off the back rim, no good, but Harpersville gets their own rebound. Dylan Smith goes up for a layup. He's fouled, and we'll head right back to the foul line here for the Hornets. So an excellent job there by Dylan Smith to just get the good position, pull it down, go right back up. He's fouled, and he'll head to the line. So 4:26 to go, first quarter. First shot is up and good for Dylan Smith. He now has 5 points here in the early going for Harpersville. 4:26 to go. They lead 12-3. Second shot is up and good. So 6 early points for Dylan Smith. And it's a 13-3 lead for Harpersville over BG with 4:20 to go, first quarter. And now a steal by Devin Dean. He's on the fast break, left side, up, and the left-handed layup is good. Devin Dean with his first 2 points of the night, the leading scorer for Harpersville, makes it 15-3 here for the Hornets. Great start, exactly what you want to do on the road. Harpersville gets the ball again off a missed shot here from BG as they go left to right. Ball is loose, though, and BG will steal it right back with Bailey Green as the Bobcats go right to left. 15-3, BG trails, and they'll take a timeout here with head coach Greg Warren. Wants to talk it over, wasn't pleased after that last timeout. So 3:54 to go, first quarter. It's 15-3. We'll keep it right here, and we'll chat a little bit about how this game has gone so far. Some excellent shooting so far from Harpersville as they are ahead 15-3 with 3:54 to go in the first quarter. And boy, head coach Sherman McElwain has to be pleased with the start here. Is, you know, you get to the midway point of the season, you want to see your team starting to get over some of the early hurdles that they've gone through, those, some of those early obstacles. We saw both of these teams at the Milford tournament, and that was literally the first 2 games of the season, and I thought both these teams struggled in a tournament that featured 2 Tri-Valley teams and 2 teams from the MAC. Now, Harpersville did have a come-from-behind victory over Franklin, and then they lost to Milford in the championship game. But you could see from then they've started to put the pieces together. BG had 2 really rough games in that tournament, losing to Milford in the first round and then losing to Franklin in the second round in the consolation. But since then, they've really started to put the pieces together, and we're seeing a team here that could make some noise in the MAC and really be a bit of a spoiler if they can continue to play the way they have been. But they're going to have to figure out this 1-3-1 defense that Harpersville is throwing at them so far here tonight. 3:50 to go, first quarter, 15-3. Harpersville on top of BG. Right out of the timeout, Kyle Hanvey will take a shot for the Bobcats, and he'll miss. And again, another big rebound here for the much taller Harpersville Hornets squad. Hornets going left to right. They get it to Dean outside the three-point line, right wing, looking for some options. And he finds Dan Villano. Villano, top of the key, bounce pass to the far side, looking for Dylan Smith, who already has 6 points here for Harpersville. Dribble drive inside for Mitch Livermore, up and good. Livermore, with a little runner in the paint, makes it 17-3 with 3:10 to go in this first quarter. Harpersville on top of BG on the road. BG back the other way. Kick out to the outside, and a shot is up and good for Zach Smith. So 2 3-balls have fallen so far for BG against this 1-3-1 zone. One by Ryan Jones, now one by Zach Smith. So it's 17-6, Harpersville on top of BG. Hornets come back the other way. They work it inside here for Peyton Dean. He misses. Back the other way comes BG. Here's Zach Smith for Kyle Hanvey. His shot from the right elbow is no good. And again, Harpersville pulls down the loose change on the rebound. 2:35 to go, first quarter, 17-6, Harpersville on top of BG. And here is Devin Dean, a little dribble drive to the hole. His shot is no good. BG pulls it down, and we're seeing the Bobcats get into a little bit more of a flow here. Here's Hanvey with another shot. Can't get it. Rebound comes down, and Harpersville will come away. Nice rebound by Devin Dean, and he'll cross half court down the right side. Gets stripped of the ball, but they'll call a foul here on BG, as that was Bailey Green with a little bit of a reach. And let's see. Harpersville will have the ball underneath the basket. 2:14 to go, first quarter. Harpersville on top, 17-6. Checking back into the game here is Sean Jones coming in for Kyle Hanvey. for BG. So Harpersville works it in. Here's Dean with a long three from downtown in the corner. Airballs that shot, and BG again picks up the rebound. Nicely done there by Sean Jones. Gets it off for Zach Smith, and now for Ryan Jones. As again, they work against this 1-3-1 defense. Skip pass here for BG as they go right to left. They get it down and low to the paint, and the shot is up and no good there for Ryan Jones. 1:50 to go, first quarter. Harpersville comes down with the rebound, and they're willing to take their time and work it up the floor. They lead 17-6. Here's Dan Villano, and the bank is open for him. He puts in a two-pointer to make it 19-6. Nice shot there from the outside, using the glass, puts it in, and Harpersville continues their hot shooting here in the first quarter with a minute and a half to go. BG back the other way. They work it inside for Adam Bowerly. His shot is no good. Rebound there for Ryan Jones is blocked by Peyton Dean, but they call the foul. So Ryan Jones, with three early points for BG, gets his shot blocked, and he'll head to the foul line here to try to add some points in for Bainbridge-Guilford. 1:25 to go, first quarter. 19-6 is the score. So here's Ryan Jones, the senior, to the line. His first shot is up and good. He now leads the team with 4 points. Checking in is Trevor Hallequist here for BG. Comes in for Bailey Green. Peyton Dean will also head to the bench for the first time tonight, and Mason Townsend will come in for Harpersville. Here's Ryan Jones. His second shot from the line is up and good. So Ryan Jones has 5 of the 8 points now for BG. Harpersville 19, BG 8 with a minute 20 to go, first quarter. And here is Devin Dean standing at half court looking to set it up against the 2-3 zone that BG is in. Working it to the right corner. Now inside for Townsend. His first shot up and good. And Mason Townsend, straight off the bench, is able to make the layup. And Harpersville leads 21-8 with 1 minute exactly to go here in the first quarter. BG setting up the offense here as they go right to left. Here's Zach Smith in the right wing into the corner, but he's fouled there by Harpersville as Dylan Smith comes in with a reach. 54 seconds to go, first quarter. 21-9. Harpersville leading BG on this chilly night, just 3 degrees outside here in Bainbridge. Hope you can stay warm, stay inside, listen to us here on CDO. BG working inside, now kicking it back out to Zach Smith as they go right to left. He gets to the foul line and again has to work it out. 20 on the shot clock, 40 on the game clock here for the Bobcats. They work it around as Harpersville has transitioned into a 2-3 zone now. Adam Bowerly in the left corner. Kicks it back out. Bobcats for three, up and good. Sean Jones, the sophomore guard wearing number 13, hits the long three ball, and that was a big shot there for BG. They trail 21-11 with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Dan Villano. Passes it to the far side. Villano looks like he might be nursing a little bit of a wrist injury as he's had some trouble passing the ball in the early going. Here's Devin Dean. Works it inside for Townsend. His shot is up and no good. Ran out of real estate. Back the other way come the Bobcats. Three on the game clock. Zach Smith for three, up and good. He beats the buzzer, and Zach Smith hits 2 3-pointers in the first quarter, and that's huge. That cuts it back to a single-digit lead. And after one, we have an exciting one here in Bainbridge-Guilford as the Bobcats trail Harpersville 21-14. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sidney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. We're coming to you live here from Bainbridge Guilford High School tonight. 21-14 as we start the second quarter. Harpersville on top of BG. Boys basketball action here tonight. A key MAC matchup. Thanks for joining us. So Harpersville up by 7. They have the ball. And the quarterback, I guess you could say, of the football team and the basketball team, as he's the point guard here. Devin Dean brings it up the floor into the left corner for Peyton Dean. His shot no good. Zach Smith with a big rebound here for Bainbridge Guilford. Leaves it off for Trevor Hallequist, just a freshman playing varsity here for BG. Here's Hallequist, thought about a three instead to the senior, Adam Bowerly in the corner, left side, up and good. Bowerly with his first bucket of the night, and it's 21-16. The Bobcats literally clawing their way back into this contest. Here's Dean, leaves it off for Dan Villano. Villano top of the key as Harpersville goes left to right. Villano looking for some options. Bounce pass to Mason Townsend over in the left corner. Townsend back for Villano, looking for some options with 15 on the shot clock. Villano dribbles inside, but he'll turn it over. Traveling is the call as he went down that right wing. Villano will check out of the game, and Dylan Karenka, also a sophomore, steps back in here for Harpersville. 6:45 to go, second quarter. It's 21-16. Harpersville on top of BG. Harpersville on the road here tonight. Zach Smith works it inside. BG down in the paint. Shot is up and good for Sean Jones. He now has 5 points. BG starting to find some rhythm and starting to hit some shots that they were missing early. 21-18. Harpersville on top of BG. 6:20 to go, second quarter. Here's Devin Dean. Back to Karenka, top of the key. Now works it into the paint. Kick it out. Three ball here for Dean. This one up and good. A three for Devin Dean. He now has 5 points. The senior wearing number two gives Harpersville a 24-18 lead with 6 minutes to go, second quarter. And here's Bowerly as they work it around against this 1-3-1 zone again that Harpersville has fallen back into. Dean intercepts the pass here by BG. Tries an around-the-back pass. It's knocked down. He gets his own shot back and up and good. So Devin Dean almost had it picked off as he tried an around-the-back pass, but it came right back to him. He put up the jumper and in. So Dean now has 7 points, and Harpersville with a 26-18 lead. Here's BG back the other way. A shot again by Sean Jones is no good. Harpersville looking to run the floor. Here's Peyton Dean. Kicks it out for Mason Townsend. Little pump fake. Drives to the hoop, up off the glass, and no good. Rebound, though, by Mitch Livermore is up and good. He now has 6 points. And Harpersville, after only leading by 3 there for just a moment, has built it back up to a 10-point ball game, 28-18, with 5:10 to go, second quarter. Back the other way for BG. Left corner shot there from Adam Bowerly is no good. Harpersville cleans up the glass there, and they'll come down here and set it up on offense again as they go left to right. And into the left corner here for Harpersville. Back up top of the key for Mason Dean, but stolen away here by Zach Smith. He tries to go coast to coast. Shot is up and no good. He wanted the and one. Missed the layup, though, but it looks like he'll go to the foul line here for BG. Zach Smith with 6 points so far here tonight, all from downtown. And a nice steal there, and he'll head to the charity stripe here for two. 4:50 to go, second quarter. So Smith steps to the line. First shot is up and just off the front rim. Zach Smith, a senior here wearing number 23, is part of a cast of characters here that helped BG win their first ever MAC championship in soccer this past fall, as well as Adam Bowerly, Trevor Hallequist, Ryan Jones, all those guys having terrific soccer seasons. And now trying to transition here to the hardwood. As Zach Smith makes the second foul shot, he now has 7 points. Harpersville on top 28-19 with 4:40 to go second quarter. Here's Harpersville in the navy blue with the gold trim here tonight. BG in the whites with the navy blue trim. Here's Devin Dean from downtown. His shot no good right side. Deflects off some fingertips, and the Zebra Crew says it's going to go back to BG. So the Bobcats will get possession. Hallequist brings it up the floor. Nice and slow here for BG. Crosses the logo at midcourt and works it to the left side. Here's Dylan Moffitt. First time we've seen him in action this year for BG. Wearing number 14, had a heck of a football season for the Bobcats. Turnaround shot as they work it down low to Zach Smith in the right corner, up and good. He now has 9 points to lead the Bobcats, and it's 28-21. Harpersville on top here of BG with 4:05 to go, second quarter. Down low. Harpersville works it inside for Mitch Livermore. Has his first shot blocked by Smith. Second opportunity, and he's fouled by Smith, so Livermore will go to the line. Livermore's probably got 3 or 4 inches there on Smith. Smith did a nice job to keep him off the glass the first time, but the rebound opportunity for Livermore, Smith really didn't have much of a chance, just had to foul him on the way up. So here's Livermore with 6 points, heads to the line. With 3:59 to go, second quarter. First shot is up and no good. Harpersville struggling a little bit so far tonight from the foul line, as BG will substitute Bailey Green coming in for the freshman, Trevor Hallequist, who gave head coach Greg Warren some good minutes here in this first half. Second foul shot for Mitch Livermore is up and good. He now has a team-high 7, tied with Devin Dean for the team lead in points for Harpersville. 29-21. Hornets on top of the Bobcats with 3:50 to go, second quarter. BG works it into the paint. Green lost it, passes it back out, though, as the Bobcats hold on to possession. They shoot a 3-ball. This one up and good. Bailey Green got it back, and he fires from downtown and scores. 29-24. BG hanging around in this game. Dylan Moffitt with an athletic play there is able to poke the ball away, and the Bobcats again in transition going right to left. Shot in the left corner, up and good for Bailey Green from downtown in the left corner, and it's a 2-point ball game. 2 straight 3-pointers there from Bailey Green, and it's Harpersville leading 29-27 with 3:15 to go, second quarter. Can the Hornets answer? They come back the other way with Dylan Smith. His shot is no good, and BG rips down the rebound. Nice one there by Sean Jones. Gets the ball off to Zach Smith, who will cool and calmly bring it up the floor here for the Bobcats. Here's Smith, thought about a 3, instead gets it over to Moffitt. He pump fakes, now passes back to Smith, top of the key. His shot is short. Moffitt gets his own rebound and into the right corner. Tries to skip pass it across, but Devin Dean is there to take it away. Ball is loose on the floor. Dean is right at half court, absorbs some contact there and will be fouled. Fans here saying that Dean might have gone back and then into the backcourt, but it was really close. He was tiptoeing on that line, and I think that the referee was correct in letting him go. 2:41 to go, second quarter. Harpersville on top, 29-27. Dean was fouled on the play. Harpersville takes it out, and now they'll bring it back in. Here's Dean, passes inside for Mitch Livermore. Tries a pump fake, now passes to Peyton Dean. Off his fingertips and out of play. Possession back to BG. So the fans loving the little first half comeback here by the Bobcats, as it's a 2-point ball game, as Harpersville was up by as many as 12 at one point, and BG has done a nice job to get back into it here. 2:15 to go, second quarter. Here's Zach Smith as BG goes right to left on your radio dial. Here's Smith looking for perhaps the first lead of the night. Passes back up top. BG a shot from the top of the key from Ryan Jones is no good. Harpersville pulls down the rebound. We'll have a whistle there and a stoppage of play. 2:08 to go, second quarter. Foul will be on BG. And that foul will be on Dylan Moffitt, it looks like. And so Harpersville gets the ball back with 2:05 to go, second quarter. 2 fouls on Moffitt, who just checked into the game a couple of minutes ago. He'll have to be careful as we head towards halftime. And make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Back the other way, shot by Harpersville as an air ball and bounces out of bounds. And possession will go back to the BG Bobcats. So the Bobcats looking for their first lead of the night here. They got it as close as 4-3 back in the first quarter. Since then, they've had to just work their way back into the contest, as it's been a hot shooting first half for Harpersville. 1:40 to go, first half. BG gets the ball down low off the hands there of Moffitt. And coming back is Devin Dean. Little crossover move, gets in into the lane, shoots, and we're going to have a charge called here against Devin Dean. Good job by Ryan Jones to set his feet, saw that Dean was coming, and absorbs the contact and takes the charge. Excellent job there. It's so rare to see a guy take a charge these days. You got to stand in there, and then you got to take the hit and hit the floor. So a nice job by Ryan Jones. BG will take a timeout, and so will we. 1:29 to go, second quarter. BG trailing 29-27 against Harpersville. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everyone. Nate Lowell with you here tonight on CDO. 29-27, Harpersville on top of BG. Boys action here tonight from BG High School. We're getting our way towards halftime. Just a minute 15 to go here in the second quarter. It's a two-point ball game. Harpersville had a nice lead to start the contest, but BG has worked their way back in. Ball is loose on the floor here as the Bobcats go right to left. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Let's see how aware BG is here. Here's Bailey Green working it down in low. BG trying to get a shot off, but it bounces out of play off the hands of Sean Jones. But possession will stay with the Bobcats. Just 4 seconds left on the shot clock. They're going to have to get it in and get a quick shot off. 58 seconds to go on the game clock. They try a little lob, but it's intercepted here by the Hornets, and they try to go quickly in transition ahead for Dean, up and good. Devin Dean had to track that ball down, and he's able to get the right-handed layup. Harpersville leads by four, 31-27. 40 seconds to go before the half, as BG working against this 2-3 zone of Harpersville. Bailey Green to the far side now for Kyle Hanvey, who's checked back in for the Bobcats. They'll work it down and low to the paint. Turnaround shot for Alex DeGroat is blocked out of bounds. Possession stays with BG. 30 seconds to go exactly before the half, and BG trails 31-27. Hanvey, a bounce pass, gets it to DeGroat off his fingertips. Here comes Harpersville again in transition. Devin Dean, layup, missed it, but he's fouled. He'll head to the charity stripe for two, as Devin Dean's so quick to get out in transition. He'll look to get into double figures here for Harpersville with 25 seconds to go before the half. Harpersville leads 31-27, and we've seen Devin Dean go off a bunch of times this year. Early in the season against Franklin, he put up 27 points in that contest. And he's a guy that can shoot from the outside or drive to the hole because he's so physical and he can absorb the contact. Misses the first foul shot here. So if he makes this one, he'll have 10 points. Looking to get into double figures. 31-27 the score. Harpersville on top of BG here. This is a key road matchup here for Harpersville and BG tonight in the MAC. Second shot for Dean, rims out. Rebounded, though, by Peyton Dean. He puts up a left-handed layup, no good. And out of the land of the trees comes the shortest player in there, Adam Bowerly. Comes away with the basketball. And now with 15 seconds left in this second quarter, BG's going to have a chance to play for the last shot. Poked away, though, by guess who? Devin Dean. Dribbles around the back, holds on to it here. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Chucks one into the corner here. It bounces off the hands of Mitch Livermore. And with 2.9 to go, BG will have the ball, and they're going to have to go the length of the court. Kyle Hanvey passes it in. We're going to have a half-court shot here for BG. Off the glass, and no good. Bailey Green got at the distance, but it was a little too hard and bounced off the glass, didn't hit the rim. So we're at halftime here with the score. Harpersville leading 31-27 on the road here against BG. Very nice shooting first half for Harpersville, pretty consistent. BG started off slow, but then they were able to get back into the contest and really cutting that lead from 12 back down to 2 and only trailing by 4 at the half. That's a small victory in itself here for BG. We'll take a break. We'll come back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, 31-27 the score. Boys basketball action here tonight. Harpersville leading BG at the half. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Marabito keep life affordable. Marabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO. Thanks for joining us here tonight. We got a great boys matchup here, 31-27 at the half. Harpersville on top of BG on the road. And welcome into our halftime report brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And boy, what a time of year to call them. Boy, the weather has been absolutely frigid outside. 3 degrees currently right here at Bainbridge High School. Those wind chills are supposed to be down to negative 15, negative 20 here tonight. So make sure you stay inside, turn your radio up, turn the computer up, and stay with us here on CDO. We'll take you the rest of the way for this game. And I know the cold weather is supposed to stick around, too, and you're going to want to join us next week as well. We're going to do 4 games next week, starting on Tuesday through Friday. It's going to be a lot of great action. On Tuesday, we'll have Unadilla Valley at Sydney, boys action there. On next Wednesday, we'll have Franklin hosting Skenevis and Tri-Valley boys action. And then on Thursday, we'll get our first chance at looking at Delhi, as they'll be over at Unitego on the 15th. And then you're going to want to stay tuned next Friday, the 16th, because we're going to have a doubleheader, Sydney at Afton, with the girls at 6 o'clock and the boys at 7:30. So that's going to be absolutely phenomenal there, as we got a lot of great basketball for you on CDO. Also, check back to WCDOsports.com, because we always are adding games at the last minute. If something comes up, we're able to go out and do it. We're going to try to do that. So always be checking back to WCDOsports.com or listening in, because we're going to be promoing those as well. Of course, we got this game here tonight. Might have something for you on Friday night, so make sure you check back, because we're going to try to throw in as many games as we can. Again, here at the half, 31-27, Harpersville on top of BG. Let's run through our scoring summary here so far in the first half. First for Harpersville, Devin Dean with 9 points, Dylan Karanka with 3, Dan Villano with 2, Mitch Livermore with 7, Dylan Smith with 6, Peyton Dean with 2, and Mason Townsend with 2. So we know that Peyton Dean and Devin Dean are usually some of the characters who are going to get in and score for Harpersville. Of course, Devin Dean with 9, but Peyton Dean only with 2. So you got to figure with his rebounding ability, he's going to get some of those putback points in the second half. And so BG's going to have to keep him off the glass. But you're getting other big efforts tonight from guys like Livermore and Dylan Smith. BG's going to have to be aware of them, too. That's like we said in the pregame. Both these teams, you never know who's going to step up and score for either of these teams. On the other side, Adam Bowerly with 2 for BG. Bailey Green with 6. Sean Jones with 5. Ryan Jones with 5. And Zach Smith leads BG with 9 points. So some good balanced scoring on the other side for the BG Bobcats. And that's exactly what you want to see. You have a nice mix between the upperclassmen and some of the underclassmen as well. You have one sophomore, one freshman, who have a lot of good playing time. Of course, Sean Jones, the sophomore, Trevor Hallequist, the freshman, they're seeing some big minutes, and that's great to see. When you're that young and you're scoring and you're getting some time on varsity, you know it's going to pay off. Even if you're not scoring all the time, you're getting that game experience, and that's so invaluable because, really, when you think about it, you play your two years of JV, if you're most athletes, then you have your 2 years of varsity. Your first year in varsity, you're a junior, you're just getting used to things, getting used to the flow of the game and how things go, especially when it's a tight, close game. Then all of a sudden, you're a senior. You're in your last year, and you're expected to bring all this to the table, and you get one shot. So if you are an underclassman who's seeing that playing time, boy, that experience is so invaluable because when you get to be the junior, when you get to be the senior, you're going to have those growing pains already out of the way, and hopefully that will help you as you try to help your team win some games and maybe get a chance to get into the playoffs here in the MAC and possibly win a championship. And boy, the MAC is just so wide open on the girls' side and on the boys' side this year. We're seeing that Delhi is very strong across the board, still undefeated in boys' and girls' action. They are state-ranked on the girls' side, so they are really having a good season. But I can't wait to see Delhi next week when they take on Unitigo. We'll see how Tanner Winchester and company handles the Bulldogs. Can't wait to see Delhi in Sydney in a couple of weeks. That's why you got to check back to WCDOsports.com because we're going to have a full slate of games all throughout January, and it's going to be a lot of fun, that's for sure. So again, the score here at the half, if you're just checking in with us, folks, Harpersville on top of BG on the road, boys action. It's 31-27. That's the score. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with more info here on Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO and WCDOlive.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. At the half, 31-27 is the score as we get you set for the start of the third quarter. Harpersville on top. On the road here against Bainbridge-Guilford, this is going to be a great second half. Harpersville came out. They were up by 10 and 12 to start the contest, and then BG started to claw their way back in. Then Harpersville went on another little run, kind of a mini run, I guess you would call it. Then BG again clawed their way back in. They haven't been able to take the lead yet, but they keep getting it down to 2-3 points. Of course, it's 4 here at the half. So they're going to have to find a way to get over that hump. It looks like every time they're going to come down and have a quality possession, that's when Devin Dean comes up with a big steal or something along those lines. So That's what BG has to deal with here in the second half. And we'll see if they can get over the hump here. This would be a huge win for them at home against a tough Harpersville team. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and get you set for the second half. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO as we get set for the second half here between Harpersville and BG in boys action. 31-27 is the score as we get back underway. BG in the home white uniforms, the navy blue trim, says Bobcats across the front of the uniform. They go left to right. Harpersville's in the navy blue with the gold trim, says Hornets in gold lettering across the chest there for the visiting H-ville Hornets. So first possession of the second half, ball out of bounds. Possession will stay here with BG. That was kind of a cluster underneath the basket, both teams fighting for it. BG will inbound. Here's Ryan Jones with a straightaway three. That one no good. Mitch Livermore pulls down the rebound here for Harpersville. Gets it out to Devin Dean. He looked to pass, but instead will travel. Picked up his dribble and took that extra step, and then the pass kind of evaporated right in front of him. He had to hold on and instead will travel. 7:23 to go, third quarter here from BG High School. Thanks for joining us on a cold, blustery winter night. Perfect night to come in and watch some basketball or listen here on WCDO. They get it down low to Ryan Jones here for BG. They have the ball. They'll kick it back out. Here's Zach Smith. He's looking to get into double digits. Shoots this one too hard off the back iron, and the Hornets pull down the rebound. Here's Dylan Karanka as Harpersville goes right to left. Karanka crosses the Bobcat logo at center court and now kicks it to the far side in a very aggressive 2-3 zone set up here for BG on defense. Karanka straightaway three. This one off the back iron. He gets the shooter's touch as that one bounced straight up in the air and then came directly down and swished in. So 34-27. Big shot there from Karanka. He now has 6 points. And it's 34-27. BG back the other way. A deep three ball here from Bailey Green. He now has 3 three-pointers and 9 points. Folks, he was about a foot behind the line. Huge shot there for BG. 34-30 is the score. Harpersville on top by four. 6:15 to go, third quarter. Here's Harpersville back the other way. The shot there by Dylan Smith off the front iron, no good. And the Bobcats come back the other way. Here is Bailey Green, the senior, who's hot from downtown. Harpersville going to have to keep an eye on him. Here's Sean Jones, drives to the hoop. It's blocked away by Peyton Dean, and here come the Hornets in transition. And here's Karanka looking for Peyton Dean as they slow things down. Now for Dylan Smith, left side. He's outside the three-point arc here. Passes back to Karanka, who tries a little pump fake and travels with the ball. And BG will get possession off the turnover. 5:48 to go, third quarter. Harpersville on top of BG. Boys MAC basketball action here tonight from BG. Hornets on top, 34-30. And into the right corner for Zach Smith here as the Bobcats go left to right. Again, Bailey Green thought about stepping into a three, but Harpersville pretty aware, and they have Devin Dean right in front of him. If he's going to try to step up and take another three, it's going to have to be deep, as Dean stepping outside the three-point line to take that shot away. Now Harpersville will steal it with Livermore. Livermore spots up, takes the jumper, rattles in and good. Mitch Livermore now with 9 points, tied for the team lead with Devin Dean for Harpersville, and the Hornets lead by six, 36-30. 5:10 to go, third quarter. And here's the Bobcats into the front court. They'll take a timeout with 5:06 to go, third quarter. It's 36-30. BG trailing at home here against Harpersville. We'll take a 30-second break. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, 563-4311.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
5 minutes to go, third quarter. It's 36-30. Harpersville on top of BG. They look to add to it here. A little breakaway by Devin Dean, and he can't get the rebound. He can't get the shot to go. Excuse me, got his own rebound, and then that was ripped away. 4:50 to go, third quarter. He just had too much steam as he got the steal. Was trying to slow down there to get off the layup shot, and it was no good. BG back the other way. Bailey Green fakes the three. Inside, the layup is good. Bailey Green now leads BG with 11 points. First player in double figures. We're back to a four-point contest. 36-32 with 4:30 to go, third quarter. Here's Harpersville, and it's stolen away by Adam Bowerly of BG, and he wisely just holds on to it and then dishes off to Bailey Green. Green crosses half court, has a three, but instead pulls it down, looks to run some clock here for the BG Bobcats. Green now to the left side, gets the ball, shot is up off the front rim, no good. Harpersville comes down with the rebound, and Peyton Dean ahead for Devin Dean. Down the right wing, this one poked out of bounds, and the foul will go against Bailey Green as he got a little too happy there and tried to poke it away. 4:02 to go, third quarter. 36-32 is the score, and we'll have another timeout on the floor. Really, it's becoming a chess match now. We'll keep it right here on CDO. And Sherm McElwain, head coach for Harpersville, and Greg Warren for BG are kind of going back and forth a little bit, changing up some defenses, changing up some offensive looks, where they're putting certain guys on the floor. I think if you're Harpersville right now, you have to be aware of where Bailey Green is for BG. He's hit 3 three-pointers. And everybody was so afraid on that last possession that he was going to take a three that they came out too far on defense, and he did the right thing. He pulled it down, got in, and got a little shorter jumper and was able to get into double figures. He now has 11 points. If you're BG, you don't know what Harpersville is going to throw at you. You've seen the 2-3 on defense, and you've seen the 1-3-1. So you just have to be aware of what offense you're going to run every time you bring it down. We're back from the timeout, 4:02 to go, third quarter, 36-32 is the score. Harpersville inbounding underneath their own basket. They work it down low to Peyton Dean. His shot is up and no good, and BG will pull it down with Zach Smith. 3:55 to go, third quarter, and Smith couldn't get that rebound, and instead BG will have it on offense. Here's Bailey Green, top of the key, as BG goes left to right. Now for Smith, working it inside. Turnaround shot for BG is knocked away. Good job by Peyton Dean to get his big paw up there and knock it out of the air. Still a four-point game. Harpersville 36, BG 32, with 3:30 to go in the third quarter. Here's Devin Dean into the right corner. Works it inside for Peyton Dean. Turnaround, left-handed layup is good. And boy, if Peyton Dean gets going on offense, that's going to spell some trouble here tonight for BG. He now has 4 points. 38-32, Hornets on top with 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Here's Zach Smith, top of the key. Works it far side for Bailey Green. Here's Adam Bowerly. Bowerly with the skip pass back to Zach Smith here of BG. Has a little jab step, and instead will work it back up top as BG will work it around. Shot there from Ryan Jones. No good. Pulled down by Peyton Dean. Tries the long outlet pass to Devin Dean. Slips and falls as he goes in for the layup and lost possession of the ball, and BG will come down with 2:45 to go third quarter. Boy, a back-and-forth affair here. 38-32 is the score. Harpersville on top of BG. Bobcats work it down inside, and again, Peyton Dean swats it away from Sean Jones. And Peyton Dean, about 6'4", 6'5", standing in the middle there, is a big defensive threat, and it's really hard to bring it into the land of the trees when he's in there. 2:20 to go, third quarter. 38-32 is the score. Here's Livermore. Back out for Devin Dean. Three ball for Harpersville, no good. Rebound comes down here for BG with 2:10 to go, third quarter, as the Bobcats trying to cut into this lead. It's 38-32, Harpersville on top. Bailey Green now working it forward, and back for Sean Jones. Sean Jones for Ryan Jones, looking to work it in. This one up and no good, and we're going to have a travel call, actually, here as Ryan Jones tried the little turnaround move in the paint, and we'll have a turnover. 1:55 to go, third quarter. It's 38-32. That's the score. Harpersville on top of BG. Harpersville going right to left on your radio dial. Mitch Livermore, and he'll have a double dribble here on Livermore. And so both teams with some costly turnovers here. Harpersville trying to hold on to the lead, and BG trying to work their way back in and take advantage of some of these turnovers that Harpersville's had here third quarter. 1:40 to go in this third frame. Going to be a good finish here tonight, I think, between Harpersville and BG. Ryan Jones trying to go right at Peyton Dean. It was blocked away again. Peyton Dean playing so strong defensively. Inside for Bowerly. Up and good. Adam Bowerly makes a big shot there for BG when they needed it. The senior comes through, and we're back to a four-point ball game. Harpersville 38, BG 34. 1:15 to go, third quarter. Here's Devin Dean outside the three line. Left side, kicks it inside for Peyton Dean. Turn around, back out for Livermore. Foul shot extended. Shot is up and good. Mitch Livermore now with 11 points for Harpersville. And it's Harpersville 40, BG 34, with 1 minute to go, third quarter. Here's Zach Smith, brings it into the front court here for BG. Back to Bowerly. Here's Smith as they work against the 2-3 zone of Harpersville here on defense. Bowerly kicks it back to Smith. Smith with a dribble drive, and he's fouled as he gets to about the foul line and into the paint. And we'll have a foul. So it looks like the foul there will be on Dylan Karanka, his second. So BG will inbounds underneath their own basket. They kick it out far side for guess who? Bailey Green. Three ball is up and good. His fourth three of the night. He now has 14 points. And Harpersville leads by three, 40-37, with 35 seconds to go before the end of the third quarter. Here's Livermore. Steps in. His shot no good. Ball is up on the glass. Out of bounds. And possession will stay with Harpersville. As Peyton Dean and Sean Jones were all over each other fighting for that rebound. 26 seconds to go, third quarter. It's 40-37. They get it inside to Peyton Dean. He tries to go right up against Ryan Jones. Two big boys getting after it there. And Jones will foul Peyton Dean. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. And Peyton Dean with 4 points on the night, trying to add to it. But what he hasn't done offensively that he normally does, he's made up for it on the defensive end. Several blocks and a huge night rebounding as well. Peyton Dean, first shot up and no good. Hornets coming in with some subs. Mason Townsend coming in for Mitch Livermore. And this is a smart move here by Sherm McElwain, head coach for Harpersville, getting some of his starters a couple extra seconds of a breather at the end of the third quarter. Peyton Dean makes the second shot. He now has five. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Harpersville leads BG 41-37. Here's Bailey Green, who's trying to lead BG back in this contest. He's got 4 3-pointers and 14 points. Here's Green. He looked for a deep three there. Instead, we'll pass it off, and we'll have a foul on Harpersville as Karanka got a little too much of a hold there on Ryan Jones with 6 seconds to go. BG will inbounds underneath their own basket. They'll get it in here to Zach Smith. Back out to Ryan Jones. Kick it far side. BG for three. This one off the mark there for Sean Jones. And the ball trickles out of bounds here. And the Zebra Crew saying with 1 second left, possession will go to Harpersville. They'll get it to Devin Dean. And Dean wasn't aware of how much time was left there on the clock. And so that will expire all the time in the third quarter. At the end of three, Harpersville leads 41-37 over Bainbridge-Guilford here on their home floor. So we'll have 8 minutes and a fourth quarter to decide who will win this key boys MAC matchup here tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for the exciting fourth quarter. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 7:50 to go here. Fourth quarter as we just get underway. 41-37 is the score. Harpersville on top of BG. BG trying to hold off the Hornets here, get back into this contest and win on their home floor. Bainbridge Guilford in the home whites with the navy blue trim going left to right on your radio dial. Harpersville's in the road navy blue unis with the gold trim here tonight. And here's Bailey Green for three to start off this fourth quarter. Rims in and out. Green gets his own rebound. Back out to Zach Smith. He's looking for his first points of the second half. His three ball is off the mark. And Harpersville picks up the loose change off the rebound and they'll bring it forward. 7:20 to go in this fourth quarter. 41-37 is the score. Hornets with the ball. Here's Mason Townsend to Karanka. Now to Devin Dean. Dribble drive. His shot off the glass. No good. Peyton Dean comes down with the rebound. He's loose on the floor with Zach Smith. And the ball rolls out of bounds. And possession will go back to BG. So 7:06 to go here. Fourth quarter. 41-37 is the score. And here's Bailey Green bringing it into the front court here. He leads BG and all scorers with 14 tonight, including 4 3-pointers. Gets it to Ryan Jones. Kicks it inside for Sean Jones. Tries to take the shot, but he travels as he tried to take that extra step to go up there for the layup as he got the nice pass there from Ryan Jones. Took that one extra step, and he gets called for the travel. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. 41-37 is the score. Here's Devin Dean, left side. Back for Mason Townsend. Little dribble drive, gets into the paint, and a block here. Zach Smith, it looked like he had his feet stepped, and boy, he took a wallop of a hit there as Mason Townsend was coming into the paint full steam. But the referee crew says that it was a block, and Mason Townsend will head to the foul line here for two shots for Harpersville. And these will be big foul shots here to try to extend this lead for the Hornets. First one is up and good for Mason Townsend. He now has 3 points. So Peyton Dean coming out of the game, probably trying to get him a little couple extra minutes of rest here. Mitch Livermore comes in. 42-37, Harpersville on top. Second shot is up and good for Mason Townsend. 4 big points off the bench for the senior wearing number 55. 6:35 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Zach Smith down the right side. Shot is up and good. Zach Smith now with 11 points for BG. Cuts it back to a 43-39 game. So BG keeps cutting back in, but they can't seem to get any closer than 3 or 4. They got to try to get over that hump. 6:20 to go, fourth quarter. This might help us steal. Ball goes back out of bounds, though, off of BG, and possession goes right back to Harpersville. Tough break there as they stole the ball away and then just couldn't hold on to it before it rolled back out of bounds. Harpersville will inbounds with 6:14 to go, fourth quarter, underneath their own basket. Here's Devin Dean, a fall away three, actually hits the top of the backboard, stays in play. Mitch Livermore pulls it down. His shot is up and no good. And coming back the other way, here comes BG, trying to get it down to a 2-point game. 43-39, they trail. Here's Zach Smith with a long three, off the back iron, no good. Livermore comes down with the rebound here for Harpersville. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. It's 43-39. Harpersville boys on top of BG here on the road. Here's Dylan Karanka working it around this 2-3 zone of BG that they've stuck with for most of the second half here on defense. Karanka for Dean. Dean back to Karanka. They're having trouble getting the ball to the inside, instead just working it around to the perimeter. 5 seconds to go on the shot clock. Here's Dylan Smith with a shot up and no good. Rebound comes back down for BG. And the Bobcats coming forward with 5:20 to go, fourth quarter, and a 4-point game. Hornets up 43-39. Here's Zach Smith. for Ryan Jones. Gets it back to Smith. Both teams content to just work it around the 2-3 zone and keep it on the perimeter. And now it's intercepted and taken away by Devin Dean. Dean all the way to the hole, and he takes a heck of a hit there from Ryan Jones. Two big guys getting after it a little bit there, but Jones fouls Devin Dean on the play, and Dean will go to the foul line here to shoot two. Harpersville has struggled tonight from the line, and these are two big ones here for Devin Dean. 5:03 to go fourth quarter. So Dean steps in for his first foul shot here. First shot is up and good for Devin Dean. He now has 10 points. Peyton Dean comes back into the game, replacing Dylan Smith for Harpersville. Dylan Moffitt will come into the game, replacing Bailey Green. So I believe Greg Warren here is probably just going to try to get Bailey Green about a minute's rest before he puts him back in. He's going to need his shooting from the outside to get BG back into this contest. Devin Dean, with his second shot, is up and good. He now has 11 points. And it's 45-39 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. BG trying to get back into it here. Here's Zach Smith with a skip pass over to Dylan Moffitt. Moffitt, little dribble drive, stops, pops, blocked away there by Peyton Dean. Moffitt gets his own rebound. Outside for Hallequist. Hallequist for BG. His shot is off the mark. And Livermore comes down with the rebound for the Hornets. And here's Karanka trying to move it forward. Karanka all the way to the hole. Tries to go up, and he's fouled by Ryan Jones. So Karanka going coast to coast there, saw an opening, took it to the tin, and was fouled on the play. 4:34 to go, fourth quarter. It's 45-39. Harpersville looking to extend the lead here a little bit as Dylan Karanka, already with 6 points, heads to the line. So Karanka steps in. His first shot is up and off the mark. No good. And these are big points that Harpersville is leaving out there. Kyle Hanvey comes back into the game for BG, replacing Sean Jones. 4:34 to go in this fourth quarter. Karanka's second shot is up and good. That's one that Harpersville needed to have. Karanka now with 7. And Harpersville ahead by 7. 46-39 with 4.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. BG head coach Greg Warren wants to take a timeout. We'll take one, too. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to live high school basketball here tonight on WCDO.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise, with 2 nights pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell with you here tonight on WCDO. 4:28 to go, fourth quarter. Harpersville on the road trying to pick up a big boys basketball win here tonight over BG. It's 46-39 at the moment. Here's Kyle Hanvey, left side. His first 2 points of the night for BG. Couldn't come at a better time. Kyle Hanvey, the senior wearing number 21, puts it in, and it's Harpersville leading 46-41. Should be a great finish here tonight. Stick with us on CDO. Here's Livermore for Devin Dean. Far side, Dean from deep downtown puts it in. Devin Dean now with 14 points for visiting Harpersville, and the Hornets lead 49-41. Devin Dean was just named to the first team, Class D, New York State football all-star team today, as well as Tanner Winchester, first team offense in Class D, and he's doing it on the hardwood here tonight as well. 3:46 to go, fourth quarter. BG picking up the ball at half court here. They will inbounds with Kyle Hanvey, who just scored a jumper on that last possession. And Bailey Green back into the game here for BG. got a couple minutes rest, and now they're going to need him from downtown. He's already hit 4 3-pointers for the Bobcats. They'll need him if they want to get back in. Here's Zach Smith for 3 for BG. That one off the front iron, no good. Mitch Livermore pulls down the basketball, and here comes Harpersville with 3:25 to go, fourth quarter. Livermore to Dylan Karanka, inside for Peyton Dean, up off the glass and good. Peyton Dean now with 7 points. He's had a full and complete game here tonight for Harpersville. Very nice effort, and the Hornets are up 51-41 with 3:10 to go in this fourth quarter. Here's Bailey Green, top of the key for BG, trying to get them back into the contest. They work it down in low. Shot up and off the glass. A foul here on Peyton Dean as Sean Jones was driving to the basket. He's fouled. He'll now head to the charity stripe. Sean Jones, a sophomore guard with 5 points, looking to add to that tally here. This has kind of been the story for BG this season. They go on little runs, but they can't quite get over the hump. Sean Jones puts it up, and no good on the first foul shot. So BG has a lot of the tools, a lot of the pieces, just haven't been able to put it all together sometimes, and second shot is up and no good for Sean Jones. And that's what happens in high school basketball sometimes. You have those moments of brilliance, and you have those moments where it's so tough to put it all together. That's what makes coaching such a great challenge for a boys' or girls' high school basketball team. 2:55 to go, fourth quarter. Harpersville gets it in. 51-41, they lead on the road here at BG. Thanks for joining us on this cold and windy, blustery night here in central New York. They get it inside for Peyton Dean. His shot is up and no good. Second shot comes down. He's fouled, though, by Ryan Jones, and he will head to the charity stripe. So Peyton Dean has done it, especially on the defensive end of the floor here tonight. Several big rebounds, a bunch of big blocks as well. He now has 7 points and looking to add to it here to help Harpersville perhaps put this game away. First shot is up and good for Peyton Dean. He now has 8 points. And he's a force to be reckoned with on the inside. It's a great inside-outside combo. As the second shot is up and no good, BG pulls it down. You got Peyton Dean on the inside and Devin Dean on the outside for Harpersville. And that's a great combo to have. And boy, things getting physical here as the ball was loose at half court. Zach Smith lost it there. Devin Dean picked it up and was fouled with 2:33 to go here in the fourth quarter. 52-41 the score. Harpersville on top as they continue to try to pull away here from BG. So Devin Dean will get to go to the line, as that was the 7th foul on BG. So a 1-1 opportunity here for Devin Dean, as we said, just named today to the Class D first team offense side of things in football from his efforts this fall on the gridiron. As he makes the first foul shot, he now has 15 points. Sydney's Austin Dean named to the first team in Class C. And Tanner Winchester in Class D also making the first team on offense. Several other guys making second, third teams, and honorable mentions from around the area. Devin Dean now with 16 points as he makes the second foul shot. It's 54-41. Dean almost steals it away here, but BG keeps it in. Zach Smith has shot up and no good. Smith obviously frustrated as he tried to get to the hoop there and couldn't get it to go. Harpersville back the other way. Here's Dylan Smith down in low for Peyton Dean. His shot up, no good. Thought he was fouled. And BG back the other way in transition. Here's Bailey Green. Misses the right-handed layup, and now back in transition. Here comes Harpersville, but stolen right back by Kyle Hanvey. Hanvey all the way to the cup. Up and good. He makes the shot, and it's in. Kyle Hanvey now with 4 points, and BG wants a timeout. It's BG trailing Harpersville at home 54-43, 2:01 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here on CDO. This will give us a chance to run through that All-State football list again that was just named this afternoon. So this is kind of breaking sports news. Want to make sure we get it to you here. In Class B from Norwich, third-team offense, Michael Orles. That was the only local guy in Class B that was named. In Class C, as we mentioned before, first team on defense, Austin Dean from Sydney. And then a laundry list of guys in Class D. First team offense, Tanner Winchester, Unitigo, Devin Dean, Harpersville. Second team offense, Josh Firebend, Unitigo, and Tyler Griffin from Walton. Second team defense was Ryan Marzell from Unitigo. And then 4 guys locally, honorable mention, Dawson Beers, Walton, Ethan Barber, Unitigo, Quinn Harvey, Walton, Nate Wilson, Unitigo. So congratulations to all those guys just named this afternoon to the New York State football all-star teams. And just a big list from Class B all the way down to Class D, and a lot of great guys from Unitigo and Walton represented as well as Austin Dean from Sydney. 2:01 to go, fourth quarters. We're going to get back underway after that timeout. 54-43 here inside tonight. Good thing we're not outside as we were during football season. A little too cold for that here tonight. As on the hardwood, Harpersville leads 54-43, and they look to add to it here. Peyton Dean up and good. Gets the assist from Devin Dean. Peyton Dean now with 10 points, and Harpersville leads 56-43, but Kyle Handy back the other way. BG refusing to go quietly as he makes the jumper. He now has 6 points, and it's 56-45. Ball loose on the floor here, and BG will pick it up as they steal it away from Devin Dean. Here's Zach Smith for three. This one off the mark, no good. Harpersville with the rebound. Here's Mitch Livermore with an outlet pass for Devin Dean. Back to Livermore. BG has to think about fouling, and they will here with Kyle Hanvey. So a minute 19 to go, fourth quarter. 56-45 is the score. Harpersville on top as they've just been able to hold on to that four-point lead. It was 4 points for a lot of the third and fourth quarter, and now they've started to pull away a little bit here. Stepping to the line is Mitch Livermore. He has 11 points so far tonight for the Hornets. Steps in, first foul shot on the 1-1 is up and no good. Hit the rim twice and bounced out. Back the other way. Here comes Zach Smith driving up to the hole there for BG. Misses the layup, but he's fouled, and Smith will go to the line. He has 11 points, looks to add to that. Minute 13 to go, fourth quarter, 56-45, Harpersville on top of BG. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Whether you are listening on the radio or online at WCDOlive.com, brought to you by SFCU. Zach Smith, his first shot is up and good. He now has 12 points. BG refusing to go quietly as they trail by 10. Second shot is up and good here for Zach Smith. They now have 13, and Sherm McElwain and Harpersville will take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Harpersville leads 56-47 with a minute 13 to go here in the contest. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
1:13 to go, fourth quarter, coming to you live here from BG High School tonight. Nate Lull with you on CDO. Fourth quarter boys MAC basketball action. Visiting Harpersville, trying to pick up a big MAC league win here tonight. They currently lead 56-47. They have to be smart, take care of the ball, and more than anything, you know they're going to get fouled. BG has to foul, and they're going to have to hit their foul shots. So it looks like Mitch Livermore will inbounds here. BG is going to bring the press. We'll see if they have any trouble getting the ball in. They want to try to get it to Devin Dean. Instead, they get it to Karanka. Karanka holds on, gets all the way to half court. Still hasn't been fouled. BG trying to go for the steal here. They get it to Livermore. Now back to Karanka. Into the corner for Devin Dean as Harpersville goes right to left. Dean will kick it back out, and now BG has to think about fouling. They get it to Livermore, far side. Now for Dylan Smith. He takes the fall-away jumper. No good. Gets his own rebound. Inside for Peyton Dean. Up and good. Peyton Dean with the right-handed layup. He has 12 points, and it's 58-47. Harpersville on top of BG. Back the other way. Bailey Green tries a three-ball. That one no good. Hornets pick up the rebound, but it's loose on the floor. Bailey Green refusing to let that ball get out of the backcourt, but finally Harpersville will clear it ahead. Ball loose on the floor as again Green right after it here, trying to get it back for the Bobcats. And now with 25 seconds to go, dribbling forward, Sean Jones is fouled for BG, and we'll have a whistle. 25.6 to go, and Harpersville on top, 58-47. BG will not go to the line here, as that was only the sixth team foul against Harpersville. So BG will quickly get it in. They get it to Bailey Green. Now back to Zach Smith for a long three. Tried to bank it. No good. Harpersville pulls down the rebound, and it looks like the Hornets are going to get a big win here on the road tonight at BG. So we get down to 10 seconds left in the contest. Here's Devin Dean. We'll pull it out, and it looks like Harpersville passing it inside, just has to work around the last 5 seconds here. They do lose the ball. BG coming down for one last layup, in and fouled with less than a second to go. Sean Jones makes the layup. He has 7 points, and he'll get his free foul shot here with under 1 second to go. Trying to cut this to an 8-point game. If not, it will end up being a 9-point contest here tonight. Just a big road win here for Harpersville. This is one they needed in the MAC standings, and they get the job done here tonight, no matter if Jones makes this free throw or not for the Bobcats. Jones was coming down just trying to get that last bucket up and in, just some points for himself, but he got fouled at the last second there by Devin Dean, who was hustling back. So here's our last shot of the night here, folks, as Sean Jones puts it up and good. So Jones will finish with 8 points. Harpersville will inbound the ball. It's 58-50. That's the final score here tonight. Harpersville downs BG in boys MAC action on the road. You're going to want to stay tuned for our post-game show coming up. We'll have our 3 awards to give away here tonight. Again, the final, Harpersville 58, BG 50 in boys MAC basketball action here tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more here on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here from BG High School as the final in boys basketball action tonight. Harpersville comes in and picks up a big road win, 58-50, over the host school tonight, the BG Bobcats. Let's run through our scoring summary tonight before we do our 3 awards. First, we'll start with visiting Harpersville. Devin Dean with 16 points to lead the way tonight for Harpersville. Dylan Karanka with 7. Dan Villano with 2. Mitch Livermore with 11. Dylan Smith with 6. Peyton Dean with 12. And Mason Townsend with 4. So great, balanced, and even scoring here tonight for Harpersville. On the other side for BG, Adam Bowerly with 4. Bailey Green with a team-high 14, including 4 3-pointers. Sean Jones with 8. Ryan Jones with 5, Kyle Hanvey with 6 off the bench, and Zach Smith with 13 for BG. So again, the final 58-50, Harpersville beats BG, and that's our scoring summary for tonight. Let's get into our 3 awards here, starting with our Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO, at NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that award tonight to Peyton Dean of Harpersville. He had 12 points, but I thought, late even in the third and fourth quarter, he only had about 4 or 5 points. He really did it on the defensive end here tonight. Great on the boards. They could not control him there, and he had several block shots. And even if he didn't block the shot, he really did a nice job of altering what BG could do. I thought the Bobcats stuck out on the perimeter, and they were a little afraid to drive to the basket tonight, because when you have that big 6'4", 6'5", center standing there, who's athletic and has the ability to alter your shot, sometimes you're afraid to go in there. And I thought that Peyton Dean did that tonight here for Harpersville. He gets our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. Our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that award to Devin Dean here tonight. He has a game-high 16 points to lead the way. As he always does, he can dribble drive, he can get inside, he's physical, and he can shoot the three ball. So Devin Dean is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner here tonight for Harpersville. And finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that award to Bailey Green here tonight of BG. He was huge in the second half. He had 4 three-pointers, finishes with 14 points. I thought he was the spark that really did a nice job here tonight for BG. They just couldn't get over that hump. They got it down to 3-4 points, but that was as close as they could get in the second half before Harpersville pulled away. But Bailey Green gets our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award here tonight. So again, that's going to do it tonight. 58-50, Harpersville beats BG. Boys basketball action here tonight. Make sure to check back to WCDOsports.com for our full schedule. Might have another game this week for you here. As I said, we like to add them in whenever we can, and we do have 4 games for you next week. So go check out the schedule. That's going to have our pregame show time and tip-off time for all those games next week and anything else we might do this week. WCDO Sports is also home of the podcast brought to you by Volkswagen Oneonta. We update that every Tuesday. Make sure you go on and check that out. A big thanks to Craig Stevens and Rob Ray back in the WCDO studios, and a big thank you to Greg Warren, the AD here at BG, for always having us and laying out a great spread for us here as well at BG. Again, 58-50, Harpersville beats BG. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.